Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is born, glorify Him. This holy and blessed feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ is an exceptionally joyous day that brings us together in worship of our Father and Creator. Today, the Eternal God enters our humanity for our liberation and happiness. Today, the infinite love and wisdom of God is revealed. Today, an enduring promise of peace is established by an infant who is rightly called the Prince of Peace. Today, a permanent presence of God is announced, since the name of the newborn Christ is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Today, God reveals the immensity of His great love for us. In offering Himself for our sakes and becoming of one of us, perfect God and perfect man, He thus becomes the greatest gift. The compassion for His creation is now visible in the newborn divine child and affirms that healing has come. In the greatness of His love, He has come to lead us from evil to good, from sin to holiness, and from death to life. The power of God's invincible love for us brings unspeakable joy and unfailing hope. Today, through Christ's birth, true and eternal peace is also revealed. The path of our reconciliation with God is now open. The turmoil caused by sin and despair is met with the calm of the coming of the Prince of Peace. The shepherds hear the holy angels proclaim peace on earth. Such superb voices of peace are particularly comforting in view of the tragic continuation of wars and violence in today's wounded world. On this glorious feast of the Nativity, our grateful worship and praise of the incarnate Lord offer a vibrant witness of God's unsurpassed love to a world tormented by despair, confusion, indifference, and enmities. As He revealed His great love for us, we reveal divine grace and love through our faith, our acts of kindness and service, and our generosity to others, especially those in need. Our compassion, which leads us to give glory to God in the highest, will lead others to Christ, the newborn King and Lord. May you and your communities and families be filled with joy, love, and peace on this blessed feast. We may live in the midst of tremendous challenges, ordeals, and needs, but we also live in the mighty presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is with us now and will be with us in the new year, guiding us in paths of peace and loving care for our fellow human beings here and everywhere. May you have a very joyous Christmas and a very blessed new year.